Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, welcoming you back to the program. Grateful to be here. Grateful for all of you. Love each one of you in the Lord. And just so glad to be able to share some thoughts with you every day in the morning like this. Today I want to talk a little bit about headlines in the news, and then there's some things I'd like for you folks to do. Want to just read some headlines, and then we're going to discuss a little bit about what we can maybe help with. I was looking through some news headlines the other day. This was on the 3rd of December, and I just looked at just headlines on one news page on the internet to see what was happening, and these were just headlines only, but let's just see what they got to say. First one says, liability questioned after elevator prank scares passengers. Couple dead, teen missing after family swept to sea trying to save a dog. Elmo underage sex scandal, investigation criticized as more accusers come forward. Charlie Sheen gives Lindsay Lohan $100,000 for back taxes. San Antonio teen accused of killing dad with axe reportedly laughs at his booking. The ultimate guide to nachos. Okay. New study impact for migraine, far worse than just the pain. Is Miranda Kerr's bikini too skinny? Dad charged in 2008 New York death once thought accident. For 6 days, Colorado town searches for teen who wouldn't have left willingly. Lindsay Lohan faces 4 criminal charges in L.A. and New York on the same day. Sons of Anarchy actor, who apparently killed his landlady, was not on drugs. Wife of Georgia shoplifter suspect who died after fight with security says he didn't have to die. Man dies after reportedly being pulled into New York City subway tracks. Now, the best, after reading all of them, the most encouraging stupid one of the whole bunch, but was most encouraging, is the ultimate guide to nachos. Isn't that sad? You look at news headlines, and the best thing you can come up with is the ultimate guide to nachos. That's just unbelievable, isn't it? Most of these came off of a Fox News website. But I looked at a lot of other, MSN and all kinds of news sites, and that they had a lot of the same ones, naturally. But it's just amazing to me when you look at these headlines and then try to break them down a little bit. Like the first one, liability questioned after elevator prank scares passengers. Why do people pull pranks to scare people? It's just stupid. A couple dead, teen missing after family swept to sea trying to save a dog. Now, I know there's a lot of dog lovers out there, folks. I know there is. I got a dog. And he's a cute little old rascal. And he absolutely loves me to death. I mean, he just hangs on me. It's amazing. I got a little boy and my wife and daughter. And that dog will, if he's sitting on my lap and they call him and I say, oh, wow. He'll stay right there. He'll stay right there. He cuddles with me, sleeps beside me at nighttime. He sits on the couch with me, everything. So I understand your love for your pet. But do you try to save a pet at the risk of losing your family's maybe lives? I don't think so. I'm sorry. But, we have to have a priority, folks. The human life is more important. Then you got Elmo underage sex scandal investigation criticized as more accusers come forward. A lot of good news there, huh? Sickening. Charlie Sheen gives Lindsay Lohan $100,000 for back taxes. Why didn't Charlie Sheen give money to some poor people who have nothing, not to another movie star? Family starving to death out there in the world, and he gives $100,000 to a movie star to pay some taxes. How about the people dying because they got no food? San Antonio teen accused of killing his dad with an axe, and then when they booked him at the police station, he laughed about it. Is there just any chance at all that that boy's got some satanic influences going on in his life? Man, oh man. Miranda Kerr's bikini too skimpy. That's good news, huh? That's good family fodder there, buddy. Dad charged, I missed one. Police. Pennsylvania man shot his ex-wife during a church service. I read that article. Man walked in, walked up to his wife and shot her. His ex-wife. He's right in the middle of church. Dad charged in 2008 New York death, once thought an accident. Now they realized that the dad did it. Colorado town for the 6 days searching for some teenager who they say wouldn't have just left willingly. So there's something devious going on there. Sad. Back to Lindsay Lohan again. Faces four criminal charges in L.A. and New York on the same day. That's Lindsay Lohan's fault, folks. Not news for me. Sons of Anarchy, a show on TV about a biker gang group. He apparently killed his landlady. And they said he wasn't on drugs. Well, I guess you can't blame the drugs then, can you? Who do you blame? I guess him and the devil who put the rotten deed in his mind. A man dies after reportedly being pushed onto the subway tracks in New York City. Somebody murdered him. Folks, this was one afternoon these were the minor headlines. These weren't the main headlines. These weren't the main stories. These are just little stories that they listed underneath the main stories. The main stories was about, you know, Congress and all kinds of stuff like that. But this is just one little bitty, one afternoon and a little old section in a newspaper on the front page. And there's nothing good there at all. And you know, I started watching these headlines. You know, you can get downright depressed in watching this stuff. But the big thing is, the main thing about all this is why I wanted to bring it up and talk about it with you is because we as Christians have an obligation. We have a duty to do the will of the Lord. The work of the Lord. That's what the Lord told us to do. That's what we have to do. And so what we have to do is we have to start watching. We need to read these headlines. And for every headline we look at and read, we need to pray about it. Take a moment and pray. Don't just read all the headlines and say, Lord, you saw the headlines I read, so I lift these all up to you. No. Take each headline. Think about it for a second. Think about what they're talking about. Think about the impact in life, or whether it's meaningless or it's good, bad, indifferent, whatever. And pray about it. And then go on to the next headline and think about that one for a minute. And make this an opportunity and a part of your way of life to look at the headlines in these newspapers. And sometimes it's the small headlines that are the most important. And pray about them. Think about them. Pray about it. Pray about that headline and lift it up to the Lord and talk to the Lord about it. Don't just say, Lord, that dad, the charge in New York, they thought it was an accident. Maybe he did it, you know. Thank you. Talk to the Lord about it. Ask the Lord to touch this dad's heart. If he's guilty, have him admit his guilt and have him repent of his sin and turn to the Lord Jesus. This could be a wonderful way to get your prayer life in better shape, to get your heart in better condition. And it's a wonderful opportunity. You listening to me, folks? It's a wonderful opportunity for 2, 3, 4 of you folks to get together. If you're housewives and don't work, get together at one of each houses every couple days or something, or every day, and meet together and have some coffee and tea or whatever, and sit down and pray, share the Bible a little bit, and then go over these headlines and pray about it. That'd be a wonderful ministry. A wonderful ministry. This could be a great, great opportunity for so many of you out there. If you got another man and wife and another couple that you're close with, meet every other night or every night or whatever you can work out, and go over these headlines and pray about them and lift it to the Lord. Make it a serious thing. Don't turn it into a parlor game. Make it a serious thing. Prayer. Prayer is very serious, folks. It's a lot more serious than what we think it is. We toy with it too much. True repentant prayer is a very serious thing, because you're talking to God Himself. You're not just talking to the preacher or your friend or somebody that's trying to help you. When you're praying, you're talking to God. And so many people don't realize that. They just pray like their voice is just coming out of their mouth, going up into the sky, and somebody's going to grab it and listen to it. It doesn't work that way. You're talking to the Almighty Himself. Prayer, there's no substitute for prayer, folks. This headline thing could be a wonderful ministry for so many people in so many ways. Meet at McDonald's, meet at Hardee's, have a cup of coffee and sit and pray about it. They'll allow that. Go to your homes and do it. Go to the church and do it. Turn this into a ministry that can be wonderful. Start seeing results. Because once you start praying about this thing, these headlines, you'll start realizing there's a lot of things close to home that are very important also in your own town. And you can start praying about them. You can start seeing things change. You can see results starting to happen. It can be a wonderful ministry for you. Headlines are negative, but let's turn it into a positive. Let's take all these negative headlines and pray about it, make it a ministry, and turn it into a positive thing, lifting these headlines and these people that are involved up to the Lord. They need sanctified, a lot of these people do. There's problems there. They need the Lord really bad. And this is an opportunity for some of you out there to develop a ministry, getting together and praying about this stuff. I'd like to one day get some emails from some of you that said, we started getting together and praying about these headlines, and it led not only to us praying about the headlines, which we still do, but also praying for each other and praying for things in our local communities. And we've really seen a difference in some things happening, and a difference in our own lives, how we've grown. Like to hear some emails in the future about somebody that's doing this. This could be a wonderful opportunity for so many of you. I pray you would take advantage of it. I know this has been a little bit different kind of program today, but this is a need, folks. This is a dire, dire need. There's a lot going on. A lot going on in this world. And it needs your prayer. You can't do anything for the guy who got shoved into the railroad tracks, but you can pray for the man who did it. You can pray that he would repent and find salvation with the Lord. You can pray Lindsay Lohan gets her life straightened out before it's too late. There's just so many things that you can pray about. Let me hear from you. Let me know how things are going with you. If you got prayer, any of you have prayer out there, email us and let us know about it. FWM, that's Frank William Marys, a way to remember it, FWM@adams.net. We want to pray for you. We want to hear your prayers. We love to pray for you. We love to lift you up in prayer and ask the Lord to work with you. That's what we're here for. We're more than just a voice on the radio. We're real people who love you and desire to help you. So let us hear from you out there. Let us know what's happening in your lives. Let us know if you hear the radio program and what you think. And let us pray for you and help you. We love you. The Lord loves you. I say this at the end of every program, but I mean it. The Lord loves you, folks. We love you too. But the Lord loves you. We want you to love Him back. We want you to grow in His true word. Until we see you and talk to you again, amen.